Have you ever felt like someone or something still has a hold of your energy, even when they are no longer in your life? I have my hand up here firmly. This is definitely me. I definitely ruminate on old situations, places, and that is a sure sign that you need to call your energy back in, you need to release your energy, and you need to cut the place where somebody or something has an energetic hold on you. Welcome into today's podcast episode. This is all about cord cutting. I am Daisy Mack, and this podcast is called Spiritual Mixtape. I have cord cutting on my mixtape. It's not the first track, and it's definitely not the last track, but I would say it's up there in the first six tracks. You know, if we were going to go old school mixtape scenario, what would that be? That would be maybe like six tracks on each side of the tape, or 12 tracks on the CD. And I think that I would put cord cutting maybe 3, 4, or 5 in the placement, right? Like it has to come quite early on. It's not the first thing that awakens you, but it's an early tool of the awakening. And that, like, I'm waving my fist at the camera because I'm like, yeah, that is what I would do. I would cut those cords. Now, where has this all come from? Look, cord cutting is a total thing. And if you are sensitive to energy, you'll hear me say this on the podcast. If you are in my membership, you'll hear me say this. You have to be clearing your energy. You have to be protecting yourself every day. And you have to be filtering, removing, and releasing energy that's no longer part of your experience. And also, look, sometimes people put their energy on you. They rightly, wrongly, consciously, unconsciously put something on you, make you hold it, and it's just not for you to hold. You can put that down. This is what cord cutting is about, or this is what energy work is about. Energy work, you know, in its highest, in its like most elevated state, is about creating an abundance of healthy, supportive, flowing energy. However, if you're a real energy worker, if you're an empath, a light worker, a starseed, then you have an abundance of other people's energy as well. And cord cutting is so beneficial to snip, snip, snipping it off. I don't want to get deep into this, but I do want to say I cord cut people, places, and situations that are special to me, but they are outdated. It is time to move on because they are separating me, or the way I am experiencing that energy has become a pattern that's holding me back. And this is a whole different podcast, but I will say I did a little cord cutting around my dad after he passed, not directly afterwards, but grief. I had deep grief for a year that really I needed to grow through, that I couldn't keep living in the sadness. I really had to get to a place where I could remember all the wonderful parts of my dad and honor his memory and feel connected to him through all of the great parts of our relationship, as opposed to honestly how terrible it was watching him go through cancer and how hard the end was, you know. And I had to chop, chop, chop that experience out of my everyday. I just couldn't keep living with the lower ebbs of grief. So cord cutting isn't just about removing the people, places, and situations that you are like, boom, done, don't want to see you anymore. It's about managing your energy on a whole. Because when something is so beautiful and amazing and it is meant to be connected to you, it will reconnect in a way that is healthier for you, in a way that moves up your energy centers, in a way that honors the place that you are at now. That isn't what this podcast is about today. This is a practice for you, a mini cord cutting practice. But I wanted to say that because I think I tend to stay away from some of these topics like cord cutting because they can be quite negative, and they often find people when they're in a negative, I mean, they're cutting things out of their life. It's tough. You're probably in a moment of your awakening where you feel really lonely and you're cutting off these old parts of you in order to grow the new parts, and you're in the middle of it all and you don't have the new parts yet and you're sad about the old parts, even though you won't know that they're not right, and it's just a big old heightened intense emotion. Well, this episode teaches you a mini cord cutting exercise because I want to say, if you are awake to your energy, you should be doing this all the time. All the time. And letting the things that are meant for you and meant to be your experiences and your people and your situations reattach to you in a way that honors who you are right now. I know I've said that twice, but sometimes we need to do repetition so that we learn. And by we, I mean I. So today's practice, it comes from, you'll have heard me talk about these energy resets. Once a month in the free side of the membership, I teach 7 days in a row. First Monday of the month, for 7 days, I do 15-minute daily meditations, daily breath works. But this month, I've gone a full mini course because karma is rattling all of our sense of self and making us become accountable personally and energetically for what we're still holding. And we're doing this right against an eclipse. So when this episode drops, we're the first lunar eclipse of the cycle. And then there's one more eclipse at the end of the month, the 29th. But when it's a lunar eclipse, the full moon, that's all about release. So snip, snip, cord cutting is amazing to do right now. Now, if you are someone that's holding a lot of karmic contracts, I do have a session about that, and that's in the membership as well this month, where I give you a how-to guide to cut, to release, to break karmic contracts. But cord cutting is very much about your energy in the everyday, and it really is something that you can do easily. You can do it as a ceremony around a full moon and just, you know, once a month, do a big cleanse like you would deep clean your home, like you would get your, you know, your more expensive items dry cleaned. That's what you're doing here. But this beautiful cord cutting episode, I wasn't going to put this out. I was going to put out something completely different, but this 7-day reset is really special. I find a lot of what I do quite cringy once I've taught it. I'm like, oh no, you said that, you did that. And honestly, when I listen back to this class, there are moments where I'm like, oh, you could have said that better, like critiquing, feedbacking myself. But the reality is, I want to give you this way of cord cutting. I want to give you a way of managing your energy. And this is now on the podcast. This is completely free. There is no barrier to entry. You just get to sit on your phone or on your laptop and listen to this wherever you are in the world. And you can make a list of all the people, all the places, all the situations that you need to cut, and you can do it by the eclipse, you can do it after the eclipse, but you can do it this month and you can be done with it. That is the energy of 2025. This is a 9-year. This is endings, finality, fully cutting it off. You do not want to be carrying the energy of yesterday into tomorrow. And honestly, that isn't always the case. But it is the case for 2025. You're being asked to do that, and the world or the universe, you know, your God, whoever it is that you're answering to, is going to keep presenting situations to you to make you look long and hard about what you're carrying unnecessarily. So I give you this cord cutting experience. It is part of the free membership. If you join this week into the free membership, I will drop all the details into the show notes. I'll give you a longer link so you can have a peruse and decide if it's something that you want to get into, but I'll give you the shorter link too. And that way you just drop your email in. And if you do that this month, I will personally DM you with the links to the 7-day reset, and you can DM me. You can DM me the whole way through, ask me questions. Let's do this together. Let's be in it. Let's get through the eclipses, but let's not even get through, like, let's thrive through these eclipses. So this is the practice. We're going to edit it down a tiny bit. We'll give a tiny bit of teaching, but really all I want you to do is get into the cord cutting practice. So details in the show notes, links in the show notes, join the reset, do it, thrive. It's free. Why would you not just do this? I went through such a messy time to get here. If somebody had handed, when I was trying to figure out cord cutting, 2017, 2018, 2019, if someone had just said to me, here you go, here's 7 days and this is going to get you going. One of these 7 days is going to really resonate with you, and that's the place to deep dive. That is the place to get really into the, excuse my phrase here, but the nooks and crannies of your psyche, of your energy, and figure out what it is that's holding you back. I would have been like, wow, how much do you want me to pay you? Like, please, please help me. And this is free. And I'm actually telling you that I will DM you back. I will be in this with you. Just do it. I'm offering help. But here is the cord cutting episode. It is day 5 of the 7-day reset. And it's all available for free. So if this has caught your fancy, if this is resonating with you, go get the rest. If this is all you need right now, I really, really, really hope and wish that whatever it is that you are cutting out of your life, you are able to do it and move swiftly, swiftly on into your hot bitch era. I didn't want to swear. I didn't like that swear word. Hold on, let me try and think of a better way of saying that. Your hot. Why am I being so bad at this? What do I want for you? I want you to be hot, smart, abundant, magnetic, adored, adoring era. All the things, but all the good things. I want you to feel healed and whole as well. I know that that's a lot to do. 15 minutes, 7 days. But you're going to be better off on your journey for it if you do. So let's get into some cord cutting. Let's, you know, find a quiet space if you haven't already. And you're going to call back in some energy here. You're going to call back in some power, and you will step out of this feeling lighter. Bookmark and save this practice so that you can come back to it anytime you feel that looping energy that you just don't want to be in anymore isn't right for you. That person, place, you know, especially old jobs, old houses, just time to snip, snip, chop, chop. Okay, enjoy the practice. Okay, so get yourself comfortable. And like I said, you know, the rest of the days, you don't need to do anything special here. You can lie down, sit down. You don't need to have a straight spine. You just do whatever feels comfortable. And when you're ready, either close your eyes or look down.
And I just want you to start to breathe really, really deeply through the nose, letting the exhale come easily, falling out through the mouth. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. So good. We're going to start with those beautiful intentions, and like we have all week, I've got two. Pick your adventure here. I call my energy back to me. I call my energy back to me. Or number two, I release what's no longer mine to carry. I release what's no longer mine to carry. And as you do this, imagine your energy returning to you. Just all of this energy that have been at the end of other cords, mixed up in situations that really you had no business being there. You were slightly hoodwinked into being there, or perhaps, you know, you did want to do it, but now it's just, oh, how do I extract myself out of this? And let that energy land all around you. So however you see this, whether it's an energy field, whether it's an aura, or whether it's just sitting beside your physical body, imagine this energy that has been wanting to get back to you is just there, very, very close. Now continue to breathe deeply. We're going to move into a cord cutting visualization here. Now, usually you'll feel some kind of tightness in the body, which doesn't feel like yours. And as you do this, you will perhaps be presented with visuals of this energy. Now, what I've seen in clients is they feel little hooks, especially around the chest and heart. And you can just unhook it. You don't even need to know what's on the other end of it. Just let all that energy disconnect. Like sometimes I had a client who once felt them like plugs in the wall, like all these sockets. As I do this practice more, I feel them as simply just as little strings. That I, you know, they're not even tied with a bow. It's just a little like a looping knot, and you just release the loop and the thread dissolves. Now, as you disconnect from this energy, notice how you feel, particularly the throat, the heart, the solar plexus. So solar plexus, if you're not familiar, is the stomach. And if you can notice this energy, but you're having problems disconnecting from it, just place a hand to wherever you're feeling the tightness and just ask it to dissolve. You know, perhaps something easy over the course of the day. Let this tightness dissolve. Let this part of me breathe easy. Now, here is where we connect back to our grounding start and all of that energy that you called back in, that rightfully belongs to you, that is your energy for this lifetime. I want you to bring it back into your body, especially if you can bring it into the place where there was a cord that you've cut or a energetic tie that you've loosened. It always feels good to bring new energy into the shoulders and the neck, like the top of the back. And these are new light codes. You're recoding yourself. Outdated data is literally falling off of you. You are healing yourself with your own energy. And as we close up, two more little mantras for you. I release this connection with love and peace. I release this connection with love and peace. Or, it is time to call my energy back to me, whole and restored. It is time to call my energy back to me, whole and restored. You can put a little hand on your heart, have a little gratitude moment, have a little lucky moment, and then you're back in the room.
I hope that you enjoyed our mini cord cutting energy reset. I hope that it gave you the tool that you need to remove energy that is no longer for your highest and best. If this resonated with you, again, please join the membership. It's free and you will be able to go through the 7 days at your own pace. But it will give you a complete A to B of how to shift your energy. 15 minutes, 7 days. That's all you need. All you need. And if that isn't for you today, I would ask you, please, 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 to leave a review. It really does help to grow the community, and it helps me to keep making the podcast and all of these tools available with no charge. All it takes is a little review from you. So thank you again. I'm so grateful for you being here, and I'm so grateful that you're well and happy. And if you need anything, DM me in the membership and check the show notes for anything else. Lots and lots of love. I'll see you next week.